Welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring.
The bouncing baby boy brought buckets to the brothel. The bouncing baby boy brought buckets to the brothel. Okay.
The horny clown punched the firefighter.
Welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring. My name is Jesse Harley, and with me, as always, is Reese Waters. Reese, hello. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I've got a bit of a dilemma at the moment. So I was walking down. I live in a forest, and I was walking down the lane. I live in a forest, in a house, not just in the tree.
Jesus. All right. I've never actually been to your house, so like.
My house is like up a lane in a Canadian forest, in a Canadian wilderness, which is what, you know, part of the reason to move here was to live somewhere where you might get killed by bears.
Right. No, that's smart. That's it's good. That's the Canadian dream. Yeah.
It's the Canadian dream, always nearly being killed by a bear. So I saw a very unusual looking piece of feces, and my first reaction was, that's weird, let's take a photo. And I didn't take a photo because I realized it would get backed up to next to the treasured memories of my children on my phone. So I just looked at it. And I just did a quick, you know,
I'm picturing you on your walks. You walk through the forest, not the woods, the forest, with your camera out, looking around for turds. You're like, that one's normal. That one's normal. Yeah. Oh, there's an abnormal turd. Click.
I'm going to file that one. So anyway, I then just did a bit of research, and I realized it's a coyote's.
You did research?
Yeah, just while I was stood there looking at it. And I was taking the food waste down. So, you know, it was the weekend. I had plenty of free time to research mysterious feces. So I identified it as a coyote, and then I dug a bit deeper, and I realized.
Oh, don't use those words. That's
incredible. I dug a bit. No, metaphorically not. And I realized that they mark their territory with it, and so now a coyote. I'm sharing my homestead land area
with a coyote. You have to mark it back, Reese. Just how that works.
But so, yeah, so I've got a bit of, I don't know what that means. I don't know whether I mean, is a coyote, how big is a coyote? Is it like small, like a beagle, or is it big, like, I don't know, like a walrus?
It can be around a German shepherdish.
Well, they hang out with them, or?
No, they're just its size.
I like those dogs, so that's fine. Okay, cool. Well, if my kids are out playing on their climbing frame,
maybe a little smaller than a German Shepherd, but like they're wild animals, and it's like they're not like friendly.
They're not. No. My understanding is that they don't kill people, but sometimes they do. So
yeah, that's
anyway. So anyway, I might be in. At the moment, it feels like it's a kind of like a cold war with a coyote that lives on our property. So I do have bear spray.
I mean, that'll work on things other than a bear, just so you know.
It will. I think it hurts anything with eyes.
Yes. So that's for sure. Don't test good. It. It's good.
Anyway, let's go. Enough about my problems.
Of identifying various feces on your property, right?
Yeah. No, a coyote has staked a claim on my property.
Mysteryfeces.com.
Yeah. /.
I was just about to check to see if it existed, and then I realized that's not. Don't. Let's not do that.
Don't Google things like that. That's my advice. Do you want to? Should we talk about this episode? Should we talk about politics?
I'm happy to just make a weird random episode where we just talk about various types of animal poop for 20 minutes. Like, if you want, we have diverged from politics now and then, as long as it was kind of Canadian.
No, no.
Well, so like
this episode is a weird one. So, I'm gonna dive straight into it. So it's called the Nazi invasion of Cape Breton. So,
oh my God,
do you've been to Cape Breton? I'm guessing.
Oh, many times. Most of my relatives are from there. My father was a stand-up comedian. I mentioned before General John Cabotrail, who hailed from Cape Breton. So yeah, I'm well versed in Cape Bretonese.
Cape Breton was great. We went there on holiday and hiked and saw a bear in the distance, not close, which was good. And I did have the bear spray with me at that point too. And it was cool. I really liked it.
You went
it.
To the Highlands, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah.
What did you think? You didn't go in the fall. You have to go in the fall though. That's the only time to go to the Highlands, honestly.
I thought it was really impressive. It reminded me a lot of the UK. As in the mountainous parts of the UK is kind of similar looking landscape. No, it wasn't like putting it down.
If you ever go again, you have to go in the fall because it's just miles and miles and miles of various colored leaves, and it looks like what's the name of the painter that cut his ear off? That's all I know. He did Starry Night. He did Starry Night and he cut his ear off. Van Gogh. Okay, it looks like a Van Gogh painting.
Oh, you say Van Gogh, I say Van Gogh.
Yeah, I've watched Doctor Who, and they said that in an episode where there was Van Gogh, and I'm like, why are they pronouncing his name that way? It was bizarre.
Technically, I live closer to where he lived, so I'm probably right.
Yeah, I was afraid of that, actually.
But I might be wrong, so don't worry. It's fine.
So anyway. So the Nazi inversion of Cape Breton. All right.
Nazi invasion, not inversion.
Oh, invasion, sorry,
They didn't turn her upside down, although maybe they will. Who knows? Crazy Nazis. So anyway, so this was from a local newspaper called the Halifax Examiner, which covered this story, and a few other people covered this story. So Der Spiegel, the German magazine, also covered it. So this is really recent news as well. So apparently, right-wing German extremists are buying up land in Cape Breton because they would like to create a Nazi far-right colony in Cape Breton.
Oh, I've heard of this. Oh my God, I don't know much about the details, but I've heard of that. Yeah.
Yeah, so essentially there's
oh my God, yeah, no, this happened not that long ago either.
Yeah, so this lady, Eva Herman, she is a well-known news presenter who, I think she lost her job because she expressed some pretty hardcore stuff as her opinion, and she's no longer a news presenter. She's part of this. And apparently hundreds of Germans have already signed up for it. And this guy, Andreas...
Are they helping to make like a commune or something?
So this guy, there's a local real estate professional who's got a ton of land, and he's essentially selling it to far-right sympathizers and Nazis.
Wow.
And they're all like Holocaust deniers. They're kind of part of this new wave of fascism that you get everywhere. So they see Canada as, and this is the quote, they see the European Union as increasingly authoritarian and runaway administrative machinery that kind of dominates their lives. So they see Canada as a safe escape. And essentially they're trying to kind of like create their own community here where they can be openly racist and in an isolated kind of quiet corner of Canada. I hope nobody notices. So Eva Herman was fired as a news anchor, as I mentioned, because she endorsed the Nazis family policies. But she's got a YouTube page, and also she uses Telegram, the social media platform. She thinks COVID-19 is a hoax. She warns about the Arab, African, Asian invasion of Europe, and also talks about the global vaccination alliance of Bill Gates and Angela Merkel.
This isn't the first time I've heard of these conspiracies, but it just blows my mind how they can run with these things. Like, this is
but if you get all the info, if you literally interpret the world through Facebook, and that's
right.
It,
oh my God, yeah, no, that,
you know, then that's gonna be the conclusion. You're gonna have some pretty stupid opinions anyway. So Andreas Popp, who's also doing this as well, he's involved.
We're about to get some angry emails.
I don't care. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so Andreas Popp is known as a doomsday prophet, and he's a Reichsbürger. I think
what kind of burger?
Right. A Reichsbürger. So basically, he's a person who believes that the modern German state that arose after the Nazis were defeated is not legitimate.
Oh,
and that he also believes that there's a global elite So what they've done, you know, like in Cape Breton and lots of other parts of like remote parts of Canada, they have like, you know, you go on like these retreat, like a company retreat where you all like build your team spirit and, you know, maybe learn yoga or I don't know, all those things. So they've done like the Nazi version of that.
Oh,
so
what? They have like a Nazi retreat.
So 4 times a year, they do these 1 week seminars for clear thinkers where they just people turn up. And they call themselves this is the organization called the Knowledge Manufacturer, which in itself they manufacture knowledge, which is an interesting kind of term that feels a bit laden with a lot of meaning. And it's an independent institute for economic research and social policy. And they basically resist political correctness, and they host people for a week. The week long seminars cost €3,000 or about $4,600 Canadian dollars to attend. And it's kind of like a mixture of brainwashing, but I've realized what it is. Essentially, you know, when it's like a Nazi timeshare scheme. So they go there for the treat, and then they hard sell them land at an inflated price while they're there.
Is that what they're actually doing?
That's what they're doing. So they bought all this land cheaply in Cape Breton because, you know, you can buy property quite cheap up there. And then they fly rich Europeans who are like right-wing nutters over. And they then, like, you know, talk about all the terrible, weird, made-up stuff that they believe and then convince them to sign on the dotted line to buy a patch of land there so that when the world does go crazy, they can flee to Cape Breton. It's just like a timeshare scheme, Nazi timeshare.
Amazing. The way the silver lining I'm looking at this is at least we'll know where they all are. You know, like instead of spread out amongst the world, they'll be like,
well, exactly.
Cape Breton is a dying, it's a ghost, it's not a ghost town, it's a ghost island. Like it was thriving like 50 years ago on coal mines, basically. And then the coal mines just dried up and it became this giant, like everybody left, we're out west. And Cape Breton's been dying ever since. So they've been trying to basically revitalize Cape Breton for years now, years and years. And they tried it with call centers, and that worked a little bit. And then some tech centers. And now Nazi real estate. Okay. I mean, they're trying
Nazi
a lot of different
shares.
Nazi timeshares. They're trying a lot of different stuff. You know, so like, I guess.
I don't think the economic development people in Cape Breton have found this. Like this is like a scam. This is like a Nazi timeshare scam.
The economic developers, they've got like a whiteboard in the office of like, what ideas can we try to redevelop their economy? And they're just slapping different call centers and virtual reality centers and Nazi timeshares. Like, hey, they have this Frank's idea. Let's try Nazi timeshares this month. And that just took off. Like, who would have thought? Oh my God. Yeah.
So, I mean,
let's keep this party going. Yeah.
It's kind of like a, I mean, it's twisted and horrible, but as like a scam goes, it's
quite creative. Most things on our podcast, yeah.
Yeah, it's quite a creative plot, but obviously I think you imagine these kind of people who've just been looking at all this stuff on, you know, dark corners of the internet, and then they go, I'm going to go to this seminar with other clear thinkers who get all the information from Facebook. And so we can just talk, we can just agree on everything and continue to discuss
think clearly,
ideas,
yeah.
To think clearly in a bubble. Yeah. So they fly, like imagine there's a direct flight or the, you know, there has been a direct flight between Frankfurt and a few German airports and Halifax. And then they've got to rent a car and drive up to Cape Breton. And they get up there and they're there for a week. And I don't know, they have Nazi PowerPoint. They have Nazi trust building exercises. Maybe there's a Nazi assault course they'll do together, get a bit of mud in it. Maybe there's a Nazi group hike, Nazi pig roast, you know.
Do they call it Nazi before each of these exercises, like on the agenda, the schedule for the weekend? Everything has
Nazi
the word Nazi.
In.
Yeah, Nazi. Yeah, exactly. Right, yeah.
Oh my God. They do
Nazi continental
things.
Breakfast. Yeah, that's
Nazi continental breakfast. There's little flags and everything. So, and then you're there and you're there with the clear thinkers for a week. Nazi yoga. Maybe they do Nazi yoga.
Oh my God, what would that look like?
I don't know.
I'm trying to think. I don't want to try it.
I don't want to imagine it. I don't want to invent it. I hope we didn't invent it. If this is the point, this is ground zero of Nazi yoga, then I'm disappointed in us. if we invented a right wing form of yoga.
So like downward dog followed by goose stepping and then eagle mudra. This is just, yeah, I can.
No,
okay.
No. Instead of downward facing dog, they have upward pointing arm or whatever.
Upward pointing arm.
tiny comic mustache. That's another one.
It's a prerequisite to get in.
Yeah, exactly. Tight leather shorts.
Oh, the amount of leather that's been imported into Cape Breton the past few months is staggering, honestly.
Yeah. I know. Boots, shorts, hats. Anyway, yeah. So it kind of reminds me of like, it's like a comic book plot.
It's too comical not to be. It's bizarre.
I'm literally waiting for Captain America to ride up on a motorbike to Cape Breton and have some kind of battle with these kind of high-tech Nazi real estate people with the timeshare scheme.
Oh my God. When Marvel Universe visits Cape Breton, Nova Scotia. Yeah,
exactly. And then he just throws grenades at them as they're trying to sign their documents to buy the land.
Right.
But imagine the people, they do all the Nazi stuff that we've talked about, and then at the end of the week they go, "Have you had a nice week? Yeah, it's been really good. You know, I'm still aching from the Nazi yoga, but I learned a lot about myself during the Nazi paintballing, and who I trust, and you know, and everything." And then they're like, "Okay, cool. So you're gonna buy some land?" And there's that awkward moment where
they just, you know, like silently stare at them until they spend
a whole week trying to like win them over and become their friends, and then they just peer pressured into buying.
I mean, that's time sharing, right? Like, it's
exactly. You've had fun. Now I need you to do something for me, kind of thing. And they go, "Listen, I don't know. Can I go away and think about it?" And the thing is that someone was here half an hour just looking at that patch of land. And if you don't make a decision now, you know, I know he's coming back with a deposit in about an hour after he's finished his Nazi Pilates. So
Nalazis. No, wait.
Nats Lattes.
That's it. Yeah.
You know. So if you don't, it's going to be gone. And then they sign it, and they they probably imagine they've got secret Nazi gold stored away somewhere that they pull out of an ATM. And then they buy the land. It, you know, is a very creative scheme. It's heinous and devious. And
this is all for profit. This is all for selling land. In useless land that no one's buying in Cape Breton. Oh my God, what if the people who set this whole thing up are not Nazi sympathizers? Like, whatsoever. Like, the complete opposite. They're doing it to A, find all the Nazis, B, bring them together, C, make a profit by selling them land that no one was buying in Cape Breton for decades. Oh my God.
Maybe. Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to convince some communists to do the same scheme right next to them.
I mean,
although communists never have any money, so they can't do it. It's the problem with sharing everything. If I was going to say, this is a call up to coyotes. If you would like to go and seize some territory from Nazis, you're a coyote and your instincts, you're probably apolitical if you're a coyote, but if you'd like to go and seize some territory and go and take a dump on some Nazi land instead of my lane, that'd be good.
A lot of coyotes listen to podcasts.
I don't know if our coyote friend does, but but you know, and then maybe tear a few Nazis apart, you know.
Right,
yeah, it's fine.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's,
you know, that's good. I don't want to endorse violence, but you know, Nazis, so
that's your reason behind, yeah, I, just Nazis. No, Nazi. that's your answer and reason. Yeah. Well, I don't endorse violence, but Nazis. That's just, yeah,
exactly. Well, you know, coyotes will attack people, you know.
Right.
Viciously. If you just happen to be a Nazi going on a midnight Nazi hike and walk into a bunch of hungry coyotes, that's just, you know, survival of the fittest. That's what they believe in. So.
All right.
And hopefully,
yeah.
Hopefully the coyotes are fitter. So
this is a weird way to end this episode, man.
I know. I don't know.
You're like, you're running with it. You're just like, I'm not stopping this train. It's just...
I think with the rise of the far right across the world, coyotes should be our front line of defense.
Right. I mean, it's nothing better I can think of.
Exactly. Well, do you know what? The advice is you've got to move it because it's full of disease. And I'm worried that like it's going to get stepped on or ridden through on a bike or something. So I've got to move it. Maybe I'll video that and share that. I'll live stream it.
Yes, please. That'd be. I'm looking forward to that so much. Looks great.
Tune in 7 p.m. live on the Instagram feed of Canadian Politics is Boring as Reese relocates coyote poop. It's cool.
Well, if you've made it to the end of this episode, thank you. What's the moral of the episode, Reese?
Don't sell Nazis land. Don't buy Nazi timeshares and don't be a Nazi. But it's okay to be a coyote.
Yeah, that'll work. That's good.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. If you're gonna take one thing away, that. So
yeah, that's good. Don't shit on Reese's lawn.
And also, I'm sorry we invented Nazi yoga.